is that apparently I don't know what a catch is anymore because
no,
they
don't.
Changed what the catch used to be. And nobody knows what a hit is
nope.
anymore. No one knows what the helmet is. What the hell is the helmet? Every tackle, apparently, it's now we're back to holding. You could call holding on every play. You could call helmet hit damage on every play. It's just,
I don't know.
I told David, I went and I taped as many preseason games on the NFL Network as I could because I got to start watching the stuff to figure out what's a hit.
It's not going to help you.
You need a sample size.
It's not going to help you.
You need an appropriate sample size.
I'm more confused now than a Philadelphia Eagle being explained, learning what the rules
are. It's not
going to
get any clearer either.
Right.
Because they're trying to figure out, trial and error, the definition of what is legal and what isn't.
It felt like, call it. Whatever happens, call it.
Well,
if you see a guy wearing a helmet, call it.
That's how they do it with these things. Remember when the NHL changed the slashing rule, and in the preseason, any tap on the wrist, any tap on a glove was called a slash. It happened with the NBA and hand checks. They always say, when in doubt, call it now, and then we can back it down. We don't want to start calling it more close and more strictly in the regular season. So I think they're going to say just when in doubt, throw the
flag. I mean, I understand the process and building up some sort of critical mass of calls so
yes.
you can sift things through when the preseason's over, the wheat from the chaff, all that stuff. But you'll forgive me if I'm going to stay on this during the preseason because I don't trust the NFL to get it right. They've not given me enough sample size to let me know that they're able to apply and get this stuff right. No, that's what I'm saying, David. They don't have my trust.
But
they don't have my faith.
But. Big but. In fact, multiple buts.
James Daniels size.
I like big buts. I cannot lie. Jesus. I think the exception
Vic
to this
Fangio
is
staring
that,
at the line.
I think the exception to this is that you have to understand that NFL teams scout officials the same way that they scout opponents. It's a well-kept secret. They're not supposed to. But you know going into a game who calls holding. You know going into a game, oh, this group really will call pass interference. I want to know going into a season who's calling the helmet plays. Is there a difference?
I will learn that
by breaking down preseason tape.
Yeah, of course you will.
You don't have anywhere near enough.
I'm going to have knowledge of this. If everyone's calling it, guys, then I'll know that.
But if only a select few
are calling it, then I'll know.
But if officials don't know
possibility of learning this.
Better use of your time.
They know what they're calling.
They know what they're calling, but it's like anything else. It's open for interpretation. What one guy thinks is maybe gone too far. Where does that line exist in every official's mind? It's going to be different for each guy.
I think they should just grab the flag. That's where we're heading.
Or take the helmets off.
Or have the quarterback, wear a nice big petticoat.
Just have him
instead
wear
of a red shirt.
Have him wear go to the soft helmets, and it takes it right out.
Yeah. If you go to the
you
soft
wonder where this
helmets,
is headed.
Well, it's headed somewhere. But if you go soft helmet, then just take the helmet off. Because otherwise, guys are still going to be leading thinking they have a normal helmet on.
No, they won't. It's like the 7-on-7 helmet. You see what they wear for college 7-on-7?
It's like
or high school 7-on-7?
Wrestling helmet, right?
Yeah, it's just it's enough to protect you from scratches and lacerations.
With me,
yeah, it's
that's not really football as we know it, though.
No, I agree.
It isn't. It's
going
to be football as we learn it. It's going to be football as we become to know it. But it's not football the way the game that they're celebrating here in Canton, Ohio this weekend. That game is not going to be what we're going to see in 5 years.
No, and I'm worried for the season that's still the game they're playing. I mean, players are going to play the way Nick Orr did last night in the end zone, hit somebody in the shoulder pad with their helmet because he's elevated and Nick Orr hasn't yet. And that's a flag.
That was
he
a
didn't
good hit.
It hasn't
yeah,
been
it was
my
a perfectly
life.
Good hit.
That was
he
a good hit.
He didn't lower his head to make a hit.
Nope.
There was incidental contact as he was going up with the offensive player. I was cool with that.
Can I tell you a mistake I made earlier that is being now kind of front at me on the text line? I was trying to say Wade Davis, and I said Wade Wilson.
Oh, God.
I caught that.
And I know Wade Wilson. He's an old quarterback. But he's also
old Bears quarterback's
Deadpool.
Coach.
So Deadpool.
He's Deadpool.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Whose image we have hanging here, courtesy
yes.
of Kevin Zipak.
Kevin Zipak did that. That's him. What an artist.
I think of him as a former Vikings quarterback.
I think of him more as a Bears guy that's getting stuff sent to him, but that's different.
Yeah, that what was sent to him again? Was it steroids?
No, it was like human growth hormone, I believe.
Yeah, so I mean,
so no, it wasn't steroids.
Well, I knew it was.
I think,
kind of,
but it was Fountain of Youth stuff. It wasn't strength and cheating stuff.
And then he moved his business to Dallas.
Is he still down there?
I don't know if he's still down there.
Huh. He was part of that
Cowboys
staff
for a long time.
Yeah, he did. Good guy. Nice guy. Young-looking guy.
Increasingly so.
Guy.
So other than the fact that 13 has to be ridden out of town on a rail,
yeah.
I'm not quite sure that I got anything else out of the game. I mean, who played that mattered?
I'm not quite sure anything else happened of substance. You know, it was a nice night for Wims. You know, he had a few moments. He made an impression.
You say you made the team.
No, he did. We are going to unveil something on the Bernstein and McKnight show today.
Okay. Your guy now?
We are unveiling, after every preseason game, we are going to give out what we're calling the Ken Mastrolli Award.
Oh, yes, yes. He all but made the team.
You got to explain that one, though, Dan. You have to explain it every week.
16 years ago, this preseason was the Ken Mastrolli touchdown pass to Kenny Christian.
Oh, yeah.
Glorious.
And everybody said, whoa, look at this. Look at this guy. And Doug Buffone campaigned for his paisano. And it became a thing that people just had a disproportionate love for Ken Mastrolli. So after every preseason game, we are going to decide on the winner of sort of the end of roster,
great
fourth quarter overperformance.
Because Moon wrote out of that game that Ken Mastrolli all but made the team.
Really?
And that's why we always do the all but.
That's the inside joke.
That's the inside joke that we're doing. So we're all thinking the same way. Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
He all but made the team for next year. I mean, come on. So,
but he did all but.
All but.
Because he didn't make it.
There are no tight butts.
But the point is that when you see, we make fun of these guys, right? We make fun of, oh, they're holding a squeegee, or these are going to be the guys asking if you want fries with that. Here's the truth that we now know about the NFL. By the start of December, these guys will be on active rosters. A lot of these guys, a lot of the first cuts are going to, because of injury, because of all the across. I mean, if you really look at what happens in the, when, once winter comes, a meteorological winter, and the bottom quarter of NFL active rosters are guys who weren't employed to start the season.
And I would say then that the league is in trouble.
But that's how it is every year.
I know there's a lot of guys on the street that need a job and will get a job, but I don't know, man. If what I saw yesterday was not exactly great football, I'm going to be honest.
I don't think you're really stepping out there.
No,
I'm going to reach out and say
it. No, the most confidently played, and it was done confidently. Referee,
the most NFL play, the most NFL modern NFL moment, though, was the opening kickoff, and Collinsworth is like, "Well, we're going to get to see these new rules. You'll notice the alignment's completely different, and they're going to have to. It's almost like a punt, and it's a touchback by like 15 yards. You knew it was going to be a touchback, and I'm yelling at the television like, you know, this is going to be a touchback, right? You're talking about, oh, let's watch how they block this. Let's watch what happens. There's nothing to see.
What did you think of the mobile quarterbacks that the Ravens were rolling out?
Collinsworth did the same thing with both of those quarterbacks. His RG3 started a roll. This is the RG3 we used to, and an interception over the middle for Robert Griffin III. Same thing with Lamar Jackson. Yeah. He gets himself going, feeling himself in the pocket a little bit. Al's like, there he is, the Heisman winner out of Louisville. Interception over the middle. Like each time they rolled up through this whole
thing. It was as they were saying it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can see why Lamar Jackson excites people. I mean, you can see glimpses. Now, he's got a long way to go, but you can see it just in short bursts why people are excited about him.
No question. I mean, everything that we knew on draft day, we still know now.
Oh,
we don't have enough to really alter our perception of Lamar Jackson. I just found it. I found it fascinating to keep reminding myself that was Matt Nagy's first game of any kind as a coach. Like, he had to talk to a team as a head coach for the first time. He's the head coach of the Bears.
Yeah, he seemed, David, didn't you say that he seemed pretty excited in the postgame just having
done it? He was pumped. I think he was just on adrenaline. You like to see that sort of exuberance that everybody's commented on since he got hired was there, and he was basking in the moment. And the game didn't mean a thing, but it certainly is one he will remember
of
that.
They say Joe Gibbs was always like that through every game. They never said that. No.
I did like Bobby Bethard's story about talking to Jack Kent Cook about hiring Joe Gibbs.
Like, you're going to get fired.
Bobby Bethard, every story he told was like, yeah, and then the defensive coordinator, Richard Pettibone, said he's too small. Guys like that don't play. And like, well, he played 20 years. It was almost like Bobby was looking for anybody that had ever doubted him, and he was going to throw him out of the bus.
We were Michael Jordan.
We were looking for that moment in the Hall of Fame. Off a list.
I can't wait for his speech, if that's any kind of preview. There's another guy that didn't like my surfing.
The hell with you.
Bobby was surfing into his 70s or something, right? He was a longtime surfer guy. I think he was the only NFL executive who surfed. Charlie don't surf.
Jerry Angelo, I think.
Who was the big fat guy who died?
Which one?
No, the guy with the mustache. Well-regarded. Was it Buffalo? San Diego.
What was his name?
Yeah, John Butler.
John Butler, was that it?
Is that the guy? Yeah, I'm picturing him surfing. He needs two boards.
Wow. That's so mean.
Got 1 foot on each board.
So who's the big fat guy who died?
Well, that's top of mind.
Wow.
But you knew it worked.
Well, I didn't know.
It's like the thing, I'm sure you and your wife, it's the same way, where it's like, who's the one with the, like, immediately, Bradley Whitford, yes!
Oh my God, that's so
It could be any context, and you just have that sort of Vulcan mind meld.
I was saying that the other day, that when this Urban Meyer story came out, I was kind of like, you know, well, maybe his wife didn't tell him. Like, what are you talking about? I was saying that, like, I literally be like, what was I going to say again? What was I going to, oh yeah, a guy burped in an elevator. Like, there's nothing there, but it's like, I had to tell her. Well, I don't want to hear that. Yeah, but there might have been a.
Right, exactly. I'm calling her, and she's like, why are you calling me? We're out of chickpeas. Like, what do you want me to do about
it?
I don't know.
Had chickpeas.
Right?
And, did we want some, though?
And so meanwhile, the Shelley Meyer, who is aware of something that could damage her husband's career, their family's livelihood, and their very name. Probably should have told you about that, right?
She scripts the first 15 plays.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But apparently she has 5 different Twitter accounts. No, that was the wrong one. What do we have today, gentlemen?
Lawrence Holmes will give us his perspective on the game from Canton at 10. We have a very special Bears guest at 10:40.
Ooh, tease.
We have the Midday Midway at 11. Patrick Manley at 11:40. He's not a very special Bears guest. He's just Patrick Manley.
He's special.
So we'll talk to him. Jonah Carey on baseball at noon. We are out early for Cubs and Padres at 12:45. But we still have 2 chances to win $1,000 via a lucky text.
All right, guys. We'll be listening. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Later. Inside the Clubhouse tomorrow morning from 9 to 11, starring Score Baseball insider Bruce Levine and Mike Esposito.
We are even down the middle, Cubs and Sox coverage.
Inside the Clubhouse, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Damon Amendolara with a CBS Sports Minute fueled by Valero. Top-tier certified quality fuel from Valero keeps engines running cleaner, better, and longer. Another day, another win for the machine that is the Red Sox. Boston smashes the Yankees for 15 runs in a laugher. The Sox lead the Yanks by 6.5 games, and the margin feels even wider than that with New York's pitching issues. With the Red Sox ridiculous offense, Boston is on an insane 112-win pace. But this is also what makes the one-game playoff so good. Without it, this series would have no juice. The Yankees would be just fine getting into the playoffs with a full series and able to avoid Boston in the first round. Now, win 111 games and you could find yourself in a one-game wild card, burning your ace and then facing the Sox in the ALDS. This Boston team is a train right now, and they might just roll over the Yankees, leaving them strewn across the tracks by early August. I'm DA.
Ready to become insanely obsessed? Then join the millions and millions of people who have already downloaded Best Fiends. Best Fiends is the beautiful, super addictive game that puts your strategy and smarts to the test. solve challenging puzzles, and collect tons of cute characters. With new levels and events every week, you won't be able to tear yourself away from your phone or tablet. Join the obsession. Click now to download Best Fiends for free or visit the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Donate your car today to the Purple Heart Foundation. Donating is easy, hassle-free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. That's DonatePurpleHeart.org.
Hey, Chicago. It's Boomer Esiason, former veteran pro football quarterback. And as someone who appreciates quality and design, I recommend AZEK. AZEK is number one in premium decking. When my builder recommended AZEK because of its style and durability, I said, let's give it a try. Now, I absolutely love it. I don't just request to use AZEK for my home, I demand it. And you should too. Check out AZEK at AZEK.com. You won't be sorry. Long-lasting, high-performance, stylish products, AZEK will not only meet your needs, it will exceed them. That's AZEK.
Hey, it's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
At ACE, we believe there's nothing better than helping kids. That's why we've been proud to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for over 25 years. This Friday through Sunday, get our 5-gallon bucket and 20% off almost anything that fits inside when you donate $5 to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And like ACE, CMN hospitals are local, so the money you donate helps kids near you.
ACE is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer valid at participating stores on regular price merchandise only. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Donate your car today to the Purple Heart Foundation. Donating is easy, hassle-free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. That's DonatePurpleHeart.org.
Ready to become insanely obsessed? Then join the millions and millions of people who have already downloaded Best Fiends. Best Fiends is the beautiful, super addictive game that puts your strategy and smarts to the test. Solve challenging puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. With new levels and events every week, you won't be able to tear yourself away from your phone or tablet. Join the obsession. Click now to download Best Fiends for free or visit the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy-to-install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated. Or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground-contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready-to-install composite decking for years of backyard bliss. Your outdoor oasis is closer than you think, well within reach, and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Reach the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my kids start school soon, and I want them to look best in class.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's biggest kids and baby sale of the year is on now. Get the latest styles from just $2, $4, $6, and $8.
Wow, those prices are incredible.
Plus, now you can make back-to-school shopping easy with buy online, pick up in store. It's fun, fast, and free. Grab $2 tanks, $4 tees, $6 activewear, and $8 jeans and dresses right now.
All those styles for $8 or less? That's the best. Old Navy, here we come.
High Fashion, Old Navy.
Valid 7:30 to 8:12. Select styles only.
Just told my husband I was running in for a few things at the anniversary sale going on now at Jewel Osco. Truth is, I'll need his help loading the car when I'm done because there are so many great deals.
Don't miss the anniversary sale going on at Jewel Osco. Click on this ad to see the great deals going on now.
Now these are savings worth celebrating. Pop the trunk, honey.
Come to Swaparama for bargains, food, and fun. Three great locations, Melrose Park, Alsip, and 42nd and Ashland in Chicago. Visit Swaparama's website for market info. And to find out how to become a Swaparama vendor, go to swap-o-rama.com. Swaparama, the first name in flea markets.
The Cubs Radio Network and Xfinity are letting you make the call. Meet Score producer Shane Reardon. Record a play-by-play call at the Cubs Radio broadcast desk and enter for a chance to win Cubs sweet tickets. Just go to the Crystal Lake Xfinity store at 5890 Northwest Highway tomorrow afternoon from noon to 2. Brought to you by Xfinity, exclusive Wi-Fi and wireless partner of the Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Rich Campbell.
Nagy has awareness and an appreciation for the importance of this moment for him personally. For me, I'm interested to see him manage the clock in a late game situation here. Can the Bears try to get the ball back, you know, if they're behind, for example, and use the timeouts the right way? Can he use the challenge flag the right way? Things that he doesn't have experience doing that are going to be very important, that could be the difference between winning and losing in the regular season. Let's see how that process all works out, and that is a reason to stay up to the end of this game tonight. Depending on the score, situational football, can Nagy navigate that? I think that's going to be a storyline for us all season.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
You're damn right we are. Bernstein and McKnight on a Bears Friday. Let's go!
Bring it to me.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport, Lawrence Holmes is going to join us at 10 with his perspective on the game last night. And then we've got a special surprise guest at 10:40, the Midday Midway at 11, Patrick Manley, 11:40, Jonah Carey on baseball at noon, and then it's going to be Cubs and Padres. Cubs are just a big pile of suck last night.
Yikes.
God.
Walk away.
Yeah, the whole thing just felt
set the tape on
bad.
Fire.
No thank you. Right. Yeah. That's
what you do.
You know, and Montgomery, miss bats, man. You got to miss more bats. It's like 1-0, 1-1, 1-2, foul, foul, ball, 2-2, foul, foul.
Even when he's on, look back at his good starts.
I know.
Look back at the first 6-7 starts he made when he got thrown into the rotation. He's a battler more than he is a bat whiffer. You know what I mean? He's a guy who has to fight for what he gets.
312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. Streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. If you want to listen online on your phone, however you want to do this, you must download the radio.com app to stream The Score on your mobile devices. That is the lone app that you can use, radio.com.
Download it. Download it now.
Right now.
Right now.
Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. You want to watch us? Hi, how's it going?
Hey. You.
The video feed, that is on Facebook Live and watch670thescore.com, directed by Brian Gertsch. Our executive producer, Jay Zawoski.
I really honestly wanted to see some Chase Daniel. I've always heard coaches talk about how well he plays.
You guys can call me crazy, but I'm excited about Tyler Powell tonight.
That is exactly what I thought of when I heard that.
Everybody
that is exactly
that.
What I thought of.
That was like when the time
I'm excited to see Chase Daniel. I've never seen Sasquatch before, and I've been told that he wanders the woods at a very elite level.
And apparently, Bigfoot eroticism is a thing.
You don't find Sasquatch sexy?
Apparently,
are you telling me that doesn't get to the very core of your sexual desire as a man, as a human?
There are others who have enjoyed thinking about such things. On the board is Rick Camp.
You've done some fantastic work, of course, on Real Sports as well. What's up next for you over there?
Right now, I've got a story airing on a guy you'll probably be seeing at some point, Dr.
Duvernay-Tardif.
Is he a doctor of sax?
I saw Andrea Kramer's report on Dr. Duvernay-Tardif.
I missed that one. I missed that moment of the broadcast as well. What was she talking about?
She was talking about the guy in the Chiefs, who is an actual medical doctor, emergency room specialist, and is also a football player.
What is it?
He's French-Canadian, Duvernay-Tardif.
Oh.
And he is an actual medical doctor.
It's well-pronounced French by you.
I can fake it a little.
Yeah, I can't do the French one. I can't. I have no idea how any of the ends of words get pronounced there.
Yeah.
What is it?
Duvernay-Tardif.
All right.
I think that's how it's pronounced, but I don't know for sure. In the back doing what he... No, wait. That's not the executioner.
Is it? No, it's not.
No, very far from it.
No, it's a very large man.
Double the size. It's Mike Chen.
Hey, couple other nuggets about Doran Grant. Guess where he went to high school? Where? St. Vincent, St. Mary's. You know who went there? LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Here's the snap.
LeBron James.
Wait, was that... That wasn't Jodiak, dude. That was Thayer. Okay. That's awesome.
I was driving back from softball last night, and I heard that, and I texted Rick immediately. I got pulled over to the side of Lower Wacker. Cars whipping past, and I'm like, this happened, and we need to hear it.
This is Tony in Logan Square with thoughts for us on the score. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me. Best show, let alone sports show.
Well, thanks.
Just wanted to say that, you know, the Cubs last night, obviously we all know it's very inconsistent and can't happen. You know, 15 hits the night before, we got 3 hits last night. That's just, it can't happen. It really can't. I mean, and pretty much everybody in the lineup was 0 for something.
It's baseball.
But I really think that Joe Maddon just fluctuates his lineup way too much. I mean, I know these guys are professional athletes and they can play anywhere, let alone pitch if they wanted to. But, you know, you got to let them play the same position day in and day out and kind of get in their own groove, I feel like. When you throw Ian Happ at third, you throw him in left, you throw him in center, you know.
Did the same thing when they won the World Series,
yes,
Tony.
That's a good point. It really is. But I know they're dealing with injuries right now, and that's another reason why they're doing it. But I just like to see a little more consistency with the lineup. And, you know, if you want Rizzo leading off, keep him there.
Tony, there's no evidence that consistency in a lineup is good or bad.
Plus, I kind of think Tony made all the arguments against needing to have a set lineup.
Yeah, and
they're injured.
And we've done this before. We've talked to Joe about this when he's battled against the lineup Eastas.
Yes, he has.
That, Tony, if you... And this has been shown over years of data. As far as lineup construction goes, even if you try as hard as you possibly can to make the worst possible lineup for an entire season of 162 regular season games, bat the pitcher first or fourth, whatever you want to do, the overall difference, no matter what, is at most one win.
Right.
So it may feel like it matters, and you may project your feelings onto it, but we know objectively that essentially lineups don't matter.
Okay. All right. That's a good point.
So I wouldn't worry about it, I guess, is the point. I mean, and the thing is, baseball, when you say it can't happen in baseball, it absolutely can happen. It just does.
Right.
It just does.
It's definitely a crazy game.
Yeah. I mean, it's in. I would say that's one of 162. It is a really healthy way to go through some of this stuff.
And as far as lineups
appreciate
go,
appreciate calling the kind words.
Yeah, thank you. The best you can do if you're constructing it the way, you know, optimizing a lineup or what have you, your leadoff guy, you scrunch all your best hitters up at the top. Your leadoff guy over the course of the year gets 770 plate appearances. Next guy down gets 750. Next guy down gets 730. You get about 20 more plate appearances a year. That's the best you can do. Putting Rizzo or Bryant or whomever up at the top of the lineup. It's just not that big a deal.
He's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. And I mentioned that we have the special award that we are going to give out now. We've been talking about this before the show. And this,
weeks, really.
Yeah, but this actually, after every preseason game, mm-hmm. we are going to give out the Ken Mastrolli Award.
It's a heartfelt and soulful award here on the show. It really means a lot to the four of us.
Well, it is meaningful because this is when we know that you as an end of roster player, you might make the team, you might not make the team, you might all but make the team, but this is, it's your chance for glory. It's your chance to be recognized, whatever you may move on to do in your life. Once the Ken Mastrolli Award has been bestowed upon you for your performance, especially late, that I would say that it matters for the purposes of this award. It matters more to perform at the end of an exhibition game. The less it means,
oh, yeah,
the more it's valuable to your award candidacy.
Garbage time production. I want when half the fan base has gone to sleep. And really, from a if we're going to be more like CAA, you know, the agency that's representing Roquan Smith here on the show, and really, you know, kind of stump for things that matter, bigger things than us here on the show. Matt Nagy talked about it after the game. Maybe a Ken Mastrolli Award for a couple of players toward the end of rosters help get them jobs later on down the season.
Oh, sure.
We're handing this out for people. There will be press releases about Ken Mastrolli Award winners throughout the season. We'll hand these out to all teams in the NFL if they're looking for end of roster help. This is what it's magnanimous is what we're doing.
Right. We're helping people burnish their NFL resumes. It's like the Bears hand out this Brian Piccolo award that the Bears take extremely seriously.
Does that help you get a game check, Dan?
The Ed Block Courage Award.
Doesn't sound like a game check to me.
No,
we're
going
to help you get a game check.
Few people are more courageous than Ed Block. And we know how much the Piccolo Award means to the Chicago Bears organization over the years. It has Patrick McCaskey singing things about Brian Urlacher.
Heartfelt things.
But look, when you walk in to an NFL tryout as a Mastrolli Award winner, you're immediately elevated above. Everyone knows. This hour, by the way, is brought to you by CarX, Tire, and Auto.
Scoreboard update.
Can I have an award?
No.
You guys are being so generous.
Just you don't get an award.
No. For what do you deserve an award? State your case, CPAC.
Most handsome employee at the store.
Most handsome what?
Most slept in clothes.
Have you seen your co-host?
I try not to.
Okay. From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, the Chicago Wolves are making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now and receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
LeBron James.
The Bears lost to the Ravens last night in the Hall of Fame game, 17-16, the final from Canton. But despite the preseason schedule kicking off, attention continued to swirl about unsigned rookie linebacker Roquan Smith.
Anything pertaining to Roquan is first off, you know, understand the questions and understand the focus and the spotlight on the issue. It's he's an important player for us, and this is an important time of year. But at the same time, I also hope that you can respect the process, and you know, we have a lot of respect for his agents, as I've said before, a ton of respect for the player. So it's just a matter of working through it. And hopefully we'll get to that point soon.
That is Bears general manager Ryan Pace. He was on WBBM before last night's game. Smith remains the only first-round pick yet to be signed. Next preseason game for the Bears is Thursday in Cincinnati, but tomorrow the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction featuring such players as Ray Lewis, Randy Moss, and, of course, Brian Urlacher. Over to baseball, the Cubs offense was stymied last night. They lost by a score of 6-1 to the Padres at Wrigley Field. Today at Wrigley, a day game with the Friars. Jose Quintana gets the start there. Brewers lost to the Dodgers yesterday 21-5, so the Cubs did not lose any ground in the division. Chicago's still leading by one game. The White Sox came back in the eighth inning yesterday to beat the Royals 6-4, thanks to a couple clutch home runs from Jose Abreu and Daniel Polka. Sox in Tampa Bay over the weekend. And finally, in golf, Tiger Woods is 4-under par after one day of the WGC Bridgestone Invitational. Ian Poulter leading the field at -8. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score is today when the Cubs take on the Padres at 12:45. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
LeBron James.
Texters have some ideas here for the Kevin Zipak's award. The 708 says to just give him a Soul Train award and call it a day. I don't know that we're deputized to do that. And I also love the texter who pointed out the promo, saying that people are touting the fact that Shane Reardon is going to be somewhere in an effort to get people to go there.
Well, in their defense, if you go see Shane, then you'll know where Shane is.
So
you won't go about your day wondering, oh my God, what if I run into Shane Reardon? Like, what if He's just around the corner on my walk to work.
So
you don't have to worry about that if you can keep him in your vision. It's like, it's keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer.
So you're taking, he's actually going to be behind glass. He's taking a moving part out of it. So whatever,
right.
Whatever that particular anxiety you mm-hmm. would have.
Yeah, you can assuage that by going to know where Shane is.
Isn't there an app on your phone that has got like where Shane might be?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Shane tracker.
It's like likelihoods.
It's a Shane tracker.
Like
yeah.
It's a heat map, like a shaded area.
Yeah, the phone screams at you when you're within two blocks
yeah,
of him.
If you get too close, it's like a built-in restraining
it's
order.
It's a Find My yeah. Shane app. Just kind of plug it in. You have to be linked to your iPad at the same time. Yeah, but if you press it, it beeps if he's nearby.
I like your point that there could be perceived value.
Right.
It's simply they let you know ahead of time, look, he's going to be here.
How many times a day do you walk into work and wonder, oh, my God, if I round the corner, will Shane be here right now?
No, my new thing about walking into work, ever since they redid the Stetson lobby at Prudential 2.
Right.
They're piping in random, like, 80s rock songs
yes.
loud.
Like, the other day, it was Jungle Love by Morris Day and the Time.
Okay.
That was a banger. It was great.
Oh, that's terrific.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I walk in today, and out of nowhere, I'm just bemused by it, because it was Billy Squire's Lonely as the Night.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's got a groove to it.
Ritz.
They were playing Cardi B in the lobby yesterday when I was leaving.
Really?
Around 10:30, yeah.
Was it Bodak Yellow?
Yeah, they play the hits just like we do.
Wait, see, I went down. Is it bleeped out?
Yeah, it was the edited version.
The radio
edit.
Yeah. Okay.
I went down this morning for the coffee about half an hour after you were down there, and it was Don't You Want Me by the Human League.
Oh, that's a great song. Great karaoke jam.
I'm betting that they're... Oh, that's a go-to for you? You're leaning into that?
Yeah, absolutely. I do both parts of it.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, you kind of do.
You're up there to perform. I'm leaning into the idea that there is actually a DJ somewhere in the office of the building here at Prudential who's playing these sets. Just stays there. Kind of imagines himself a late 70s, early 80s Steve Dahl. Just rocking through
he's
things.
He's wearing a coho shirt.
It's exactly what he's doing. Clearly unshowered. The ends of all the cords are not plugged into anything, but he's rolling through sets and throwing down 45s.
They're going to love this one.
Here's a moldy oldie.
I'm playing a little Greg Kinn band.
Yes.
Okay.
That guy.
It's just odd. And it's just odd that somehow whoever runs the building, I mean, this is a big place with a lot of different kinds of offices and multiple
the lobby serves two skyscrapers.
Yes
two big buildings.
And they're pumping in Billy Squire at 7:30 in the morning.
Lovely. Do they have cover Fridays like Les?
Les charges a cover for the show on Fridays?
Somebody said he just passed Shane, who was waving from the Pope Mobile.
See? And now you know where he is.
Yep.
Don't you feel better about yourself knowing that there's Shane? I don't have to worry about where he is now.
Is he better in a cage then? Maybe it's more appropriate than, you know, behind papal type glass.
I think I want him in glass because then he can't reach through
yeah,
the bars.
Yeah, I picture more like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, you want to feed him from the top, not from the side.
But he's so loud. You don't want him it's in like a loud. Confined space because the sound waves will just bounce around and eventually just kind
of shatter the glass.
It would destroy your brain, yeah, I think, would be the bigger concern.
Worry about that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a problem.
Yeah, everybody's agreeing with me who has experience with this lobby about how loud it's been. It's just the choice of songs that they're playing.
It's an odd set.
I guarantee you at some point next week it's going to be either like Come On Eileen or one of something from like 82, you know, right in there, like, you know, Asia.
Like just as Phil Collins went his own way,
yeah.
Kind of thing. Yeah, some of that stuff. I could see that.
And yet in the game room, there is no music
what
playing.
What game room?
There's a game room?
There's a game room in our tower on one of the 30-some-odd floors.
There is?
Yeah, it's like ping pong tables and some video and like video games.
Arcade what? Games?
Kind yeah, of? Like arcade games. There's a really? Shooting game. There's a bowling game. I think there's a Pac-Man.
Why are we not having pre-show meetings there?
Why didn't you tell me about this?
Why are we playing Galaga while Mitch tells us to play the hits?
You guys don't know about the game room?
No!
Do they have Battlezone? Do they have Scramble? Do they have Zaxxon?
I don't know.
That's if they had like a vintage like Emporium on Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, it's a great spot.
It's so good.
That's a great spot.
Although the joystick on Punch-Out was broken.
Yeah, so. That one's broken. Like, they've got some independent game there. It's free to play. It's like a dueling game, fencing. It's ridiculous. We gotta
really.
We should do a show outing at some of this stuff and see Dan in his element in some of these old school video game elements.
Kick your ass on some of those games.
I have no doubt that you could. I have no doubt.
I'm sure Z-Pak would win at darts. He's a big fan of darts now.
Love the darts.
All right. It is a Bears Friday. And we mentioned we have an award to give out. We are going to give out the first Bernstein and McKnight Ken Mastroli Award. And it's based on your exhibition game performance as an end of roster player, particularly skewed toward late in the game. And we're going to give, we have decided on it. We have met long. We have met hard. We have made our decision and we are going to present it next. You have Bears thoughts? We want you out here today. That's what we do. Of course, we first call we take is unhappy with the Cubs lineup messing with the mojo. But I don't know if there is a take for the Bears. We saw Bears kind of last night. 312-644-6767. We are Bernstein and McKnight and you have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and the new...
This is New York firefighter Raphael Poirier. Introducing Firehouse Subs' new $4.99 choice subs. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, honey ham, or roast beef. And remember, a part of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Medium $4.99 choice subs. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, no substitutions. Participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
This is you, before Fuller's Car Wash.
Ugh, I'm broke. My girlfriend left me. I can't find my dog. And my truck is filthy.
After Fuller's Car Wash. My truck looks awesome. I just got a text from my girlfriend. She wants to talk.
Oh, wow. I just got an email from work. They gave me a raise.
Now wait, where's my dog?
There you are, Skippy.
Dirty car, bright future. Visit FullersCarWash.com for the location nearest you. Fuller's Car Wash. Since 1946, making Chicagoland shine.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. Chances are you just got paid and it's already spent. Well, that's no way to live and you don't have to. If you're a homeowner, your house is worth a lot more than you think. Put that equity to work for you so you can stop counting down the days till your next paycheck. Get some breathing room and start saving now with a cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. That's thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Ready to become insanely obsessed? Then join the millions and millions of people who have already downloaded Best Fiends. Best Fiends is the beautiful, super addictive game that puts your strategy and smarts to the test. Solve challenging puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. With new levels and events every week, you won't be